So today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to continue in the second parak of Masechas Alos. We're up to parak Beis, Mishnah Dalet. Hagolol v'adofik matam b'maga uva ohel. The golol and the dofik of a kever. Major machlok to show them what that exactly means. But pashtus is it means the big stone that covers over the grave, that closes up the grave, and the side stones that it sort of slams down on. So they're metame pa'ol, they're metame masa, they're metame b'maga uba ohel, but not b'masa. Rabbi Elazar are metame masa. Rabbi Elazar says they're even metame b'masa as well. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, im yesh tachtein afar kvaros, if onto the golden dofik you have the afar of a kever, metame b'masa, then the golden dofik are metame b'masa. V'im lav, but if there's no grave dust underneath them, then ain't metame b'masa, then they're not going to be metame b'masa. So they themselves are not metame b'masa, but the grave dust under them, so when you pick them up, you're going to become tamei because you're moving some of that dust. So so that's what's metamei you. Ezuhu hadofik. What is the dofik? Eshagolel nishan alav. That which the golel leans on. Aval dofik dofkin tahar. But the dofik dofkin, the stones that are next to the dofik to just keep the dofik where from moving, that's tahar. That's not considered the golel of the dofik. Mishnah hey elushim chasu tahar. The following things that if they're missing something, then they're totally tahar. They're not metame at all. Kazayis min ames. You have a kazayis min ames, so if it's less than that, or kazayis netzel, a kazayis of decomposed flesh of a dead body, melot tarvid rekev, a spoonful of dead body dust, revius dam, revius of dam, ve'etzum kesora, and a bone the size of a saora, ve'ver menachai shechaser atzmo, and ve'ver menachai that's missing part of its bone. So any of those chaseros take away the ability to be metame at all. So to review it within today, in Mishnah Dalet, he said that a golel dofek are metamei b'maga ube ohel, but not b'masa, whereas Rabbi Elazar says they're even metamei b'masa, and Rabbi Yeshua says they themselves are not metamei b'masa, but the afar tachtehen will be metamei b'masa, and we define the dofek as that which the golel lands on, but the dofek dofkin, the thing that holds the dofek in place, is not tamei. And then Mishnah, hey, we went through things that if it's missing from the shear, it's not going to be tamei at all, not just that it's downgraded, it's not metame ba'ohel, but it's not going to be metame at all. But as a Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Perek Bey's Mishnah Vav.